Good evening. What a productive day. I swapped out my propane, so I'm nice and toasty. I wrote my 1,000 words, so pretty proud of myself there. I've been in a mood today. It's not teeth and it's not dominance. It's not submission. I know a lot of what it isn't, but it's really hard to identify. It almost feels brittle. It's been so long since I posted, which I know it's been like 4 days, maybe. But sometimes when I go that long, that kind of nervous energy comes up, which I've talked about before. I always wonder, all right, apparently this is just what we're doing. Oh, all right. This is normally when I would stop recording and start over. But because I'm feeling so in search of something particular, and I think it has to do with vulnerability, I'm gonna leave it in and I'm gonna keep going. I'm lying in bed. It's dark. The only light is from my cat's water bowl, which is gives a blue kind of glow. I'm in my cute pink pajama bottoms and a really threadbare, very, very thin t-shirt. It's been one of those days where I'm really craving physical contact. Of a particular kind. It's not rough. I don't know what I want. It's frustrating to not know what you want. To want something and be unable to articulate it. And like part of me is like, you should just get to the masturbation. But I'm doing these audios with a purpose. I love that people listen. I really love the attention. As I said many times before and probably will say many times again, it is an aspect I did not anticipate when I started making these audios. And now I really enjoy. I like the comments, I like the chats, I like being desired and wanted by many people. I don't know, maybe I don't want to masturbate tonight. Again, this is another point where I would stop recording and then just go to another one. But I think all feelings are important. So I'm going to leave it in. I am going to hit pause and shimmy out of my clothes because I really want to touch my body and the clothes are in the way. So we're going to go abracadabra. I'm using a bit more pressure than I normally do when I run my fingers over my body. I'm usually using a very feather-light touch, but I want a bit more firm, grounded maybe. And it's so funny because I felt so sexy today. Like, physically attractive and sexy. And I still had this kind of like wobbly desire for something. Really frustrated me. But I can't put my finger on it. So we're going to talk about other things. And I've had my toys in a heating pad, so they're very warm. And I don't know, I've got my legs spread because I'm obviously all over the place tonight. I mean, I'm wet, so obviously aroused. Hold, please. Okay. Sorry about that. I'm not, actually. I try really hard not to apologize for things I'm not sorry for. And you get to peep into my windows, so. I just have the head of my thruster, or not my thruster, my G-spot stimulator against my opening, just so I can feel the heat. Not really anything more than that. I have been looking forward to this all day, though, after trying this morning and not being able to find my toy. Which I'm going to turn on my vibrator. So it made for a very long day. I didn't even listen to any audios. I was actually remarkably well behaved. I'm not quite ready for the toy. I changed my mind. See? I don't know what kind of mood I'm in. Just slowly sliding my middle finger up and down, pushing in. I want to play with my rope again, but I don't know how. Like, self-play is, I mean, it's fine, it's pretty, but what do I want to think about? I need something. Sex on a train. So you can see out the window. Maybe sex on a plane? I love planes. I just want to get off. I'm just rubbing little circles with my vibe. Kind of like around my clit, not necessarily on it. Feel someone's hands on me. On my hips. On my sides. On my breasts. On my nipples. Oh, it's gonna be a struggle tonight, and I don't want that. I'm using my left hand to part my pussy lips so I can fuck myself with my toy, with my little vibe. It's one of those nights where I want more. I don't even know of what. Oh, that's very high. Just slowly easing it into myself. Oh, sometimes there's lots of different kinds of orgasms you can have. I turned the stimulator on. Fuck. So now I have the vibrator to my clit. And I'm fucking myself. My point was, I don't know. I want to come. My point was that I think there's like a secret orgasm in me. I feel it sometimes when I'm using both toys and I'm fucking myself. I can feel. Something, but I just can't get there. But my cheeks flush. Just like that. Oh, fuck me. Fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck. Shut up, Mimi. Oh, God. I just need one more. How do I make it do that again? I won't do that again. No. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Bless. Okay. That wasn't the orgasm that I was talking about. Oh, but that was a really good one. Tip top. Oh, made my toes tingle. My point was God, I love orgasming. But I think that there are lots of different types of orgasms. And I've had, you know, I can have clitoral orgasms and penetrative orgasms. And even on one or twice, two accidental times, I've had untouched orgasms, which are very light. But whatever this one is that, like, is teasing beyond my senses. And maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's just, it feels very strong. I don't know what it is. Curiouser and curiouser. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, I'll move in a second. Hold on. I'm now sideways on my bed, which I started in the proper position. I don't know. Okay. Oh, good stretch. Oof. Yummy stretch. Thank you, as ever, for joining me on this wild emotional ride of ups and downs. I told you, I was in a mood. I'm not in a mood anymore. I just needed to orgasm. All right. I hope that whenever you're listening to this, it's exactly what you need in that moment. Okay. Until next time.